That's very perplexing. I don't get what they're after.
East Aurora High School teacher Todd Hathaway served on Governor Cuomo's Common Core Task Force. The group called for an overhaul of the learning standards. Critics of the tests were hoping to see fewer testing days. ELEA and state education officials conducted listening sessions, collecting feedback from countless educators and parents. But they say after an extensive review, they've determined shortening test days would not be feasible in generating helpful growth comparisons on student performance. But Hathaway disagrees.
It just seems like this is kind of bureaucratic inertia and a lack of will upon SED and the regions to actually hear the concerns of parents and educators.
I'm happy that they made a decision to do it, to keep the set the same for 2 years so we can find out what impact the standards are having.
Sam Radford, president of Buffalo's District Parent Coordinating Council, agrees with the Education Department's decision. Radford tells WBFO News he believes taking away a day of testing right now would only harm data in tracking student achievements.
So if we were to change the test again, we still will go through another year of not having that apples-to-apples comparison. So that longitudinal data is very important to be able to know whether our children are progressing or not.
Radford also pointed out the state has already made major changes to the tests this year, with shorter assessments and unlimited time for students. Both Radford and Hathaway say it's hard to determine if keeping math and ELA tests at 3 days will once again jumpstart the opt-out movement in the spring. But ELEA did indicate they will consider moving to two-day tests in 2019 and will review the possibility of adding multiple measures of student achievement into the assessments. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.